From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Investors bailing out of stocks again today. The Dow Industrials average fell very sharply. At last check, down 340 points at 9,960. NASDAQ losing 84 points at 2,219. NPR's Chris Arnold has been following the markets, and he joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Lakshmi.
So what spooked investors today?
Well, there were actually a bunch of things that spooked investors, but probably the main thing was the jobs report. And this is the monthly jobs report we get. It gives us a snapshot of how many companies are hiring and firing, how many people. And what happened was analysts basically got ahead of themselves. They were predicting a very strong report, and the stock market had risen on those hopes, and they got it wrong. A much more anemic report came out. So not as many new jobs, not as many people spending money could mean slower economic growth, and that pushed down the stock market today.
But there were other forces at play here today, no?
Yes, there were. I mean, there's been ongoing worries about Europe and European banks. So there were some new concerns there about losses for European banks. There was new talk of the country of Hungary, whether it's going to default on its debt. And then there's the ongoing oil spill in the Gulf. And this is an environmental disaster, but it's also a growing economic problem. And there's lots of businesses affected, fishing boats, you know, to hotels that are empty. And all that's helping to drag the stock market down, too.
Thank you, Chris. That's NPR's Chris Arnold watching the markets for us. Tar balls are washing up on the shores of northwest Florida, the fourth state affected by the historic oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. In Pensacola, it's rattling local residents such as Joe Fairley.
It's a safety hazard, obviously, for the public as well as the environment, as far as the wildlife and the fish and the things in the ocean.
Fairley, among a growing number of people outraged over BP's and the government's handling of the oil spill. President Obama is touring Louisiana, where he is expected to meet with local residents. He's also getting an update on BP's latest attempts at containing that spill. An Afghan peace conference aimed at forging a truce between the government and the Taliban is now over. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports the participants asked for concessions from the Taliban and the NATO coalition in Afghanistan.
They did ask the militants as well to sever their relationships with al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. That was one of the demands that was made of the Taliban. But for the most part, it seems that they were turning to the West, saying, you know, the United States in particular, they were very thankful, that the Afghan people are very thankful for what they've done, but that it's time that this conflict is moved from a war into some sort of talk phase.
That's NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Kabul. The chief American commander in Iraq, Ray Odierno, says he is confident he can safely scale back U.S. troop levels to 50,000 by the end of August. There are currently 90,000 troops in Iraq. This is NPR.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Stage 1.
Liftoff.
A multimillionaire's privately built test rocket blasts off from Florida's Cape Canaveral today. According to the SpaceX website, Falcon 9 achieved Earth orbit 9 minutes into its flight as planned. It's a major milestone for the company, which plans to use its rockets and Dragon capsules to launch people and payloads into orbit. The United Nations Secretary General has called on the authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo to investigate the death of a leading human rights campaigner and has offered assistance. From the capital, Kinshasa, NPR's Afebia Quist-Darkton reports that rights activists have warned against a cover-up and are demanding an independent inquiry.
Floribert Chebeya Bayizire was found dead in his car early Wednesday after being summoned to a meeting with Congo's Inspector General of Police. Fellow human rights campaigners have suggested official Congolese responsibility. Police reports point to a death related to a sexual liaison. The police said Chebeya was found partially dressed with two used condoms, female hair, and the packaging of a sex stimulant beside him. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the government to conduct a thorough and transparent investigation. He offered the help of the UN peacekeeping mission in Congo if requested. Chebeya headed the Umbrella Rights Network, as well as the group Voice of the Voiceless, and had faced intimidation and arrest in the past. Ophelia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Kinshasa.
Dutch murder suspect Joran van der Sloot is in Peruvian custody in connection with the death of a 21-year-old girl who is also linked to the disappearance of an American teenager 5 years ago. This is NPR.